Welcome to Your Utah. I'm Taylor Powers. That is Ethan Millard, bringing you all things on the Wasatch Front. And today we're going to be talking about an event that's coming up very soon, the Utah Podcast Summit, and we've got a very special guest with us.
Yes, we do. We have with us the co-founder of the Utah Podcast Summit. She's also editor-in-chief of White Hat Magazine, Chrisella Herzog. Chrisella, thanks for joining us on Your Utah.
Thanks for having me.
So we are proud sponsors of the Utah Podcast Summit. We're telling everyone this. We're posting about it.
We're the best podcast in Utah, obviously.
That's right. And so we're really looking forward to this. People can find it at utahpodcastsummit.com. It's on June 2nd. What are people going to experience at the summit?
Well, the summit is for anybody who has a podcast or has ever even thought about having a podcast. And the whole purpose of it is to build up Utah's podcaster community, because we have such a cool, supportive community here and a really rich tradition of storytelling that goes all the way back to the pioneers. So we started this to bring everybody together to help them learn how to start a podcast, how to monetize a podcast, what to do with all the, you know, technical details of, you know, behind the scenes and marketing with social media. And at the end of the day, it's really all about building everybody's skills up and meeting other podcasters in our community.
And this is the inaugural summit,
it is.
Correct?
It's the first one we've done.
The very first one. So how has that been in the planning and the community behind it, I assume, has been really inclusive?
Oh, absolutely. And it's been a whirlwind putting this together, because we started out with this idea and it wasn't going to necessarily be so big. And we got such an amazing response from the community, and they were so excited to hear about it. They were like, okay, we need to push back the date a little bit and make it much bigger, because this is going to be something really cool.
Yeah, definitely. And I think it's also, I mean, Utah is a very unique state in that a lot of our core population is really condensed into this little area. So, like, if you did California Utah Summit or Podcast Summit,
oh my gosh,
it would be a very different deal. Yeah. And this is, it is so community oriented, and people get excited and they want to share and talk and help each other.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us about some of the different podcasters that are going to be featured, and the schedule that people can expect.
Absolutely. So like you guys mentioned, it's on June 2nd. It starts at 8 a.m. and goes all day to about 4 p.m. We're opening up with a keynote, actually with your boss, John Acarino from KSL.
He's going to be a good guy.
Yeah, he's opening the summit up for us. After that, we have Ever Gonzalez from Outlier Podcast. He's in St. George, and he's coming all the way up here to talk with us. So that's going to be really exciting. After that, we have two workshops, one that's focused more for if you're just starting out a podcast, covering some of those things, and then if you have a more advanced podcast. And the people who are teaching these are people who are actually involved in building podcasts and, you know, putting out podcasts every day. So we have the Biz for Good show and the Fandom podcast, and they have been actively involved in organizing this summit with us. And then we have Chris Hollifield from I Am Salt Lake podcast. He's been helping us with promotion and bringing us ideas, as well as Margaret Schlachter from the Dirt in Your Skirt podcast and Richie Stedman from the Cultural Hall podcast.
Oh, yeah, Richie T.
We have a huge, just this really wide range of podcasts from all over the spectrum, different topics, different people, bringing them all together to talk about, you know, just all the tips and tricks to building this.
Richie T had Alex and I on his podcast.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah, sometime back. Yeah, really, really good guy. Well, it sounds like an awesome group. Mm-hmm. Tell me, what is it that you love about podcasting?
So I started my podcast, Bosses Who Brunch, because I was building my company, White Hat Magazine, and I was really lonely. You know, you can start something online, but, you know, you get stuck in your house building something, working from home, and you get really isolated. And so I started my podcast so I could reach out and talk to other entrepreneurs and talk to other people and learn from them and interview them and then turn it into a podcast and have other people learn from that as well. So I love the social aspect of it, being able to meet new people and hear new perspectives and get new ideas from people and then being able to share those ideas with the rest of the world and then have that be in people's own voice instead of, like, you know, interviewing them and, like, writing it down on a piece of paper or something like that. You get to hear people, you know, the passion people have for their ideas in through their own voice.
You know, the whole podcasting effort reminds me of the early days of blogging. Do you remember
that?
Because at the time, this was your first this was the first time in history that you could really self-publish in a meaningful way.
Yeah.
And it's so much easier.
Yeah. And actually,
if you've ever blogged before.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
And, you know, and it, I remember how much fun it was, and I remember how amazing it was. Mm-hmm. And my early days blogging opened up many opportunities, including it opened up an opportunity here at KSL. And so this is how I came in through the doors here. And podcasting has that same kind of feel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're broadcasting, but we're doing it, you know, on our own.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels the same. It feels very similar anyway.
Yeah, and that anyone, literally anyone, can start a podcast, get it up and running. You don't have to be a legit business or, work for any company or have the means. You can do it on your phone, even. Mm-hmm.
iTunes doesn't charge you a penny.
Absolutely,
stick it up there. They're
free SoundCloud
platforms
as well.
Yeah, they're free platforms. You can record right onto your phone and post it to all of these distributors, iTunes, SoundCloud, all these different places. Yeah. It can take you 5 minutes to start something.
It's crazy. Yeah. So I think that more outreach and awareness, such as the Utah Podcast Summit, is really going to open up people's minds and their creativity to doing this on their own and you know, taking the
reins.
Absolutely,
yeah. Yeah. And, you know, if anybody is like still unsure after the podcast about starting or after the summit about starting their own podcast, we have partnered with the Miller Business Incubator at the Sandy campus. And they have just opened up a podcast studio there. So if you're just like you want to test the waters, but you're not sure what you want to do yet, you can come in and rent out that podcast room for an hour or two. Try out some ideas, try out recording some things and, you know, see where you go from there.
That is so cool.
It really is amazing. Yeah. Really is amazing. And Taylor, I don't know if you're aware of this. The Nightside Project is emceeing.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah.
So much fun.
I'm really bummed. I'm not going to be able to be there.
Oh, no. Oh, man.
Well, it's spread the word.
Yeah.
I will. I'm going to have everyone I know go there because I can't go.
Well, there you go.
Well, here's the deal. I'm going to share this then with your friends. Because we've got a great deal that in honor of us emceeing the podcast summit, we have a special deal for listeners. And on checkout at utahpodcastsummit.com, if you use the keyword Nightside, you get a $5 discount on your admission. So, which is a really good deal. So
I'll share that.
utahpodcastsummit.com, that's where you can get your ticket and register.
And you can see the whole schedule there as well all the presenters. Keynote speakers.
Yep, and they've got two tiers of registration. Mm-hmm. One is the straight admission, and the other one gives you access to the archive videos afterwards. So you can go back for reference.
Yeah, everything's going to be videoed. All the workshops.
Yeah, so if you can't make it to one of the workshops because they're going on simultaneously, or if you missed out on one of the live podcast recordings, and you know, get the live video package, and you can go back and watch it later.
Yeah, it's a very cool thing, very good deal. But again, when you're registering there at UtahPodcastSummit.com, the keyword Nightside will give you a $5 discount.
Nice discount.
Yeah.
All right.
Which is awesome. So. Okay, we want to thank Chrisella Herzog. She's the co-founder of the Utah Podcast Summit and editor-in-chief of White Hat Magazine.
Yeah, I'm very excited for you and for this inaugural event. I think it's going to be incredible and long-lasting for years to come. So looking forward to seeing it.
Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, of course. All right, thanks so much. Hope you enjoyed this episode and are inspired to get out there, come to this event, and start your own podcast. All right, enjoy your Utah.